WrestleTalk.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Oh.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas, one half of the world's greatest tag team.
I'm Al Snow.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom. Or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters.
Hey, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults, but obviously I am the only adult here.
Omega.
You'll do my bidding or taste my wrath.
Mace.
You can't get away from me, Vince. I'm coming for you. Who let bus over? I'll drag you out of there and beat the piss out of you, you billionaire bastard.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of WrestleTalk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I am Mace, taking the place of Omega because, well, he's disappeared.
Somebody,
if anyone's seen him, please call your local police and advise them that a girly looking Floridian is wandering around the streets.
Somebody killed him. He's dead.
I hope not. Not until he changes his will to give me all of his toys. It was collectible, sorry.
That will never happen.
SVU, who killed Omega?
Sounds like a Simpsons episode, but, you know. But, anyway, I am Mace, and as you heard, I'm joined in part by Sir Rockin, who's here to produce us into something, hopefully, that's going to resemble a radio show. And also, we have the man who had a very successful night of Canadian All-Pro Wrestling last night, even though we only got to see half the card, Mr. Tim Stein.
Yeah, there was a bit of an issue with the live stream. I was not able to reconnect once it went down. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We supplemented it with WWE 13, so it's all good.
There you go. So everybody tuned in to watch Canadian All-Pro Wrestling and were wondering why John Cena was wrestling for me. Now you know.
No. We'll get the results.
Who did what to who?
By the way, also joining us, ladies and gentlemen, is Lindsay Ward, the host of The Rack, and a much better-looking girl than Omega could ever be.
Damn right. At least I got better boobs than him.
Very true.
Yeah, proof where it doesn't happen.
You can go to my Facebook and see him.
Do you know Omega's flat?
Do you really want to see Omega's boobs, Tim?
No, I want Lindsay to prove that she has better boobs. Guys, are you stupid? Jesus.
But you would have to compare. You know?
Yeah, you'd have to compare them to Omega's, dude.
No, I wouldn't have to get... No, the second I saw him, I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Trust me, I know. I just know these things.
You'd still have to compare them for posterity's sake.
I'll compare them to something else, thank you. You're right, those aren't chicken breasts. Okay, let's eat.
Anyway, moving on.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, this would be the part where we somehow try and segue that into a Canadian All-Pro Wrestling recap brought to you by the promoter of Canadian All-Pro Wrestling. That guy I mentioned earlier, you know, Tim Stein,
yeah.
That guy up there.
Oh, we're going to segue. Why don't we just, like, go in sequence and go right to it? Huh? Would you like that?
Following the format, which I know you can't do.
Yeah, fuck the format.
Yeah, final card, my ass.
Blame Vinny Fever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I blame indie wrestling in general. As I explained to Rock last night, the card will change up until the very minute of showtime. There is no such thing as a final card until the guys actually go out into the ring.
Yep. Yep. This is true. And speaking about the card, we actually added a dark match last night.
So that was the first match, for a reference point.
It was the first match of the night, but it wasn't the first official match of the show. And basically what it was is two guys, Brand Spankin' New Canadian All-Pro Wrestling, one of them actually a Brand Spankin' New graduate of Storm Wrestling Academy. I think the guy got his, I call him stripes, I guess, back in December. He graduated with honors and all that other nonsense, but he needed to prove that he could actually work. So we took Andre Williams and threw him in against this new guy, name of Paul Bailey. But we had another new guy participate in this dark match. Now, this dude he's a veteran. He's been around for a while. He's brand new to Canadian All-Pro Wrestling. He happens to wrestle under the name Evan Adams. Very popular guy.
At this point in time, Tim, can I ask one thing?
Yeah.
Can you explain which each person was wrestling? Like, what they were dressed in, because we had different names for them because we didn't know who the hell they were.
Okay, well, Andre Williams, big fat French Canadian. How does that? Does that help?
Ah. What was he? Fatty Mc. Something about marshmallow fluff.
Fatty McFarty Pants.
No. We had Yellow McSpecky Pants. This is a guy in black and yellow.
Okay, and now was he doing. Now, the black guns, black and yellow pants, was he doing some pretty impressive stuff in the ring?
He was, from what we could say, yes.
Yeah, well, I do believe that was Evan Adams. And then the other one, Paul Bailey.
Paul Bailey was Jobby McJobjob.
Yeah, Jobby McJobjob, there you go. Well, you know, brand new kid, you got to earn your stripes, right? And it's not just in Canadian All-Pro Wrestling, that's just the way indie wrestling is. You have to earn your stripes, as it were. So, that
It was an interesting opener. We were quite enthralled by it from what we saw.
Well, I'm glad that you liked it, absolutely. But Andre Williams actually stole the win from Evan Adams, who basically made sure that he took the shine after Andre Williams had his hands raised. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I noticed the bit of the beatdown afterwards.
Yeah. Well, you can expect to see a lot more of Evan Adams as we progress with Canadian All-Pro Wrestling. He actually got a start in the era of Stampede Wrestling that I was involved in. He was a member of the Young Lions back then. Actually, I think he was just a recent graduate of the Young Lions. And pretty much I've known him since then. Really good kid from Didsbury, Alberta, just about half hour north of Calgary. And he's a damn good wrestler, and I'm really happy and pleased to be able to welcome him onto the roster. But it was a good match. And then after that, we paid a little bit of tribute to three separate people. Of course, Paul Bearer, who passed away a couple weeks ago, and former mayor of Calgary, and the guy that used to work for my dad when he was actually a reporter for CFCN here in Calgary. Mayor Ralph Klein, losing his battle with dementia and COPD on Friday, as I do believe it was Thursday or Friday. And of course, Reed Flair. So we took all three of them, got everybody standing up, and had a nice little 10-bell salute for all three of them before the show actually started.
We thought you were lamenting the loss of that hockey player that got traded.
No, that was like last. That was all done like Wednesday or something.
Okay.
Well, we couldn't hear
shit, dude. The stream, the microphone you have for the stream, just bad.
Yeah, no, it was.
But you and I will talk about all that type of stuff off the air.
No, there's a problem right from the get-go. Things couldn't be adjusted properly, and then it crashed, and I couldn't get it back on. It's just, you know, like giving me advice and giving me suggestions is not going to help shit. Trust me. We've got to come up with something different.
So. Oh, no, it's not just the audio. I had other bits and pieces I was going to suggest to you. Like I said, we will talk off the air, motherfucker.
Yes, he has a full critique of what he saw. Trust me, he does.
Yeah, trust me, him and about 250 other people that love to give me advice. No offense, Mace, I'm getting tired.
Well, that's because you're old.
Shut up, fat boy. Oh, wait, no, that's Steven Styles. He took on Keishi Matsunaga in the next match.
By the way, we didn't realize that was Steven Styles.
Yeah, he wasn't pink.
Yeah, that was weird. Hey, he came out with Katana in his corner take on Keishi Matsunaga, and of course, Katana getting involved in the damn match. He got in trouble afterwards, but didn't.
So that was the guy who looked like he just walked in from the crowd?
Yeah, almost sort of.
Yeah.
Almost
sort of. Managers need to look like managers, seriously.
Well, yeah, there's a thing, right? He's a wrestler, Katana. He's a veteran.
Then it's forgivable.
Yeah.
Is this the match I came in on, or was this a different one?
This was the one that you came in on.
Okay.
You only missed the first, well, the quote-unquote dark match.
Okay.
And Steven Styles wound up with the pinfall victory over Keishi Matsunaga, which just, like, disgusts me because, well, you know, Steven Styles and I hate him.
Yeah, Styles was wearing, I'm guessing it was either leopard print pants or army-style pants?
Camouflage, yeah.
Camouflage, yeah, okay. So he was cactus flab, who was following us.
Yeah. Khaki bastard.
Cactus flab.
No. I'm calling him a khaki bastard.
And we called him Cactus Flab.
Yeah. Well, Cactus Flab works too, because he's, let's face it, he's fat.
Indeed.
I mean, there are people who can be called BBWs. You generally, those are females. People can be obese. They could be fluffy. He's fat. That's all.
No. Unfortunately, on the scale of fatness, he would only rate probably a husky.
Yeah, like, no.
Maybe fluffy at most. Unfortunately, yeah, no. He's not close anywhere near damn or hell no.
Okay, you know what? Talk to him in person and put up with the halitosis you cannot escape from.
I plan to at some stage.
And you'll be able to say the same thing I say. He's fat.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean...
I'll take your word on that one. I can't really say anything different until I meet the guy face to face.
Can't call him this at the wrestling shows because, you know, they're little kids present, but he's a fat fuck. Let's face it.
Oh, there's ways to do it.
There you go. Oh, trust me, we've got creative ways of getting it across. At least Vinny Fever can be somewhat creative when he does it. But so, yeah, that was the first two matches. And, of course, the third match here, there's a stipulation on this one. Kind of, sort of a stipulation. Basically, what was going down was... We got a guy named Jose Suervo who's trying to get a contract with Canadian All Pro Wrestling. So basically, he got thrown into a match against Logan Cross. Logan Cross got himself DQ'd with a cheap shot at the end of the match, and he cranked on Jose Suervo. So Jose Suervo won the match by DQ. Well, having a chat with the commissioner, I wasn't too thrilled with it, and I said, well, what do you think? And he says, no way. And I, yeah, you're right. Forget it. So he didn't get his contract because it was a DQ finish. However, he grabbed the mic right out of Otto's hand and just started going to town on Logan Cross, half of it in Spanish. It wouldn't have mattered if you could hear him properly over the mic or not. If you don't speak Spanish, it wouldn't have mattered, Mace. But... from what I was able to gather, he demanded a rematch, and Commissioner agreed that he's going to get his rematch, but he asked for it to be a hardcore match against Logan Cross on April 27th.
Interesting. Before you continue on, we did notice...
Hold on, before Rock sort of... what was the deal with the belt?
The belt?
Vinny had some sort of belt in his hand during that promo.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there in a bit. We'll get there in a bit.
Okay.
I'm going off Tim's notes. We'll get there.
Okay.
No, I wanted to mention, because if you've been following Getting Up for Us, and you've noticed there's, you know, a certain ring announcer who does all the ring announcing. Last night was different, wasn't it, Tim?
Oh, absolutely. I tracked down former Stampede wrestler and ring announcer Samantha Shamrock, dragged her ass out of retirement, and brought her in to ring announce for us last night. And I'll tell you, It was no slight against Sly, because you know, Sly's a good announcer, but boy, I'll tell you, she's a hell of a lot easier on the eyes than he is.
Well, yeah, we could agree with that, you know, but we only saw the back end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to complain too much about that now, are you, mate?
No, I think we saw a good side, so.
Well, the front end's pretty damn good.
I know, so I don't keep the advice for off air, but this one I want to put on air, because this one, believe me, anybody who wants to get into the wrestling business, if you want to be a ring announcer or something like that, go into the middle of the fucking ring. Go to the middle where everybody can see you. Don't stand on the apron or in a corner hiding like a shy little wallflower.
Well,
go to the middle of the ring and, you know, move your arms around a bit. Actually put a bit of oomph into what you're doing.
Yeah, there you go.
You're there to entertain and be, you know, promotion, energetic.
Remember, I told you that I dragged her ass out of retirement, and it was the first thing she had done since 2008. So, you know.
Yeah,
there's a little bit of ring rust there.
She doesn't. Not with ring announcers. She should know better.
Ring announcing rust. It happens. Yeah. It happens. Anyway, yeah. So that's basically how that one happened. Up next, we had Katana taking on Ryan Strife. Well, Stephen Styles came out with Katana and promptly got his ass kicked out of into the back room. Basically, he was banned from ringside. Excuse me. With a good bunch of back and forth to the match, and Ryan Strife looking like he's doing good out of nowhere, Stephen Styles comes running out of the back, interferes, and it ends in a DQ. And it's a 2-on-1 beatdown on Ryan Strife until Keishi Matsunaga comes up to make the save. Yay, Keishi.
Sushi chef.
Yeah, sushi. So, you know,
after
going back and forth a little bit, you know, I just, you know, I had enough of that. I said, Vinny, handle this. Okay, enough of this crap. Do something. So he says, okay, you know what? Fine. You guys, you want to come out and pull crap like that? You want to play cheap like that? Fine. And he made a tag match right then and there on the spot for after the intermission. The East-West Connection, which is Keishi Matsunaga and Ryan Strife, by the way, taking on, I think they call themselves the Brotherhood, you know, Katana and Stephen Styles. Brotherhood, because they're bros, right? You know, it's bros before hoes, because nobody else likes them, so they hang out with each other.
Mm-hmm. This was at the point where the stream disappeared.
Yes, this is where we turn to exciting action featuring the likes of Johnny Devine taking on Raven in WWE 13.
Okay, well, yeah, so we had our intermission right then and there. We came back with the tag match, and the East-West Connection won. Now, there was a stipulation on this match. An interesting stipulation, and this is where Rock said we're coming around to it. Right, Rock?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're about to find out what the hell was up with that belt that Vinny Fever had.
Was it a fans bring the weapons match?
No, just hang on. No, the stipulation went down. No, this was like a spur of the moment stipulation, right? When the match was made earlier in the evening. If, because we've got a little tournament starting next month, if Styles and Katana were to win, then they would automatically be put into the heavyweight title tournament. Cue the belt that Otto was, or Vinny Fever was walking around with.
The new world heavyweight title.
Yep.
You have a heavyweight title now?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, we've had it since the beginning of the show. We just did things differently because every other promotion awards the heavyweight championship first. We just decided to go a different route, and we had our Commonwealth title tournament and awarding of the Commonwealth title instead. So. But now it's time to award the heavyweight belt to somebody. And so I smiled a whole hell of a lot when Katana and Styles lost their match. Yeah. See, the other stipulation, the other half of it was on Vinny Fever. If East-West Connection won, they were going to get treated to free sushi at the end of the night.
Would Keishi be cooking it himself?
No. We were going to, you know, we take them out to Japanese Village, and they had their all-you-can-eat sushi, right?
So you spent the $4.99 for the Chinese buffet, the Japanese buffet.
$54.95. Anyway.
Uh-huh. Sure. I can't see you spending $54.95.
I told you that was on Vinny Fever. Anyway.
Okay.
I have never been to a wrestling show before in my entire life where the entire crowd was chanting sushi.
Tremendous.
So you got your sushi chant cherry popped.
It was, yeah, sushi, sushi. It was just hilarious.
Okay. So
it was.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there's only one problem. First Styles and then Katana really got into Vinny Fever's face, and the guy, he's Italian, so he's got that kind of a temper, and he, you know, he's not able to control the goddamn thing when he blows his lid. So they actually talked him into putting them into the heavyweight title tournament anyway. I looked at Fever and I went, so he says, okay, here's the thing, you guys are fighting each other. Well, that just got them all really pissed off, because now, the Brotherhood has to face each other in a, you know, in the tournament, in a match against each other.
So. Ooh. He's playing, yeah. He's playing with them. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. So, and that's, you know, that's what happened there. And then, of course, the main event saw Team Johnny Devine taking on Team Kamikaze. And, Johnny Devine is no longer to be called the Hotshot.
What?
Nope.
Bullshit.
No. He told us, don't call me that. That's not me. Well, what the hell are we supposed to call you then? He looks at us and says, I'm the Dungeon Master. So it's Dungeon Master Johnny Devine.
Kinky.
With Scott LeCrew and Slammer taking on Kamikaze with Dynamite Dan and Maverick Mike Briggs. Now, the reason why he's called, before you get too into your kinky idea, Lindsay, the reason why he's called the Dungeon Master, naturally, yeah, that's going to give you a pop here in Calgary because of Stu Hart. Johnny Devine trained in Stu Hart's dungeon.
I like the kinky bit better.
Well, I know, but I'm just explaining to everybody else who's not as perverted as you, okay?
It's a job requirement. You have to be perverted on this network, otherwise you just don't belong.
Yeah, I heard that Cindy Sin was on CB Radio last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I missed it because I was busy. Wrestling.
We spent an hour and a half talking about, you know, strange things people put up their asses. Tune into the archives at wildtalkradio.com.
Okay, why is she, just, like, obsessed with shoving stuff up asses? I don't know.
It wasn't her. Well, she started the conversation, then we had a local comedian on, and yeah, things went from there.
Things went to hell from there, did they? Okay.
Uh-huh.
That explains it. So anyway, yeah, that's the reason why, you know, he's the Dungeon Master now. And he's also the retainer of his title because he scored the pinfall victory over Kamikaze, I think it was.
Yay!
He cheated!
I was going to say, Kamikaze's been on Facebook complaining that he cheated.
Yep. And Kamikaze's pissed off and wants revenge. So it looks like they're having a bit of a rematch next month now.
And there's some sort of stipulation involved?
Yes, there's some sort of stipulation involved. What's the stipulation? You'll find out when it's announced. It will be announced first on www.canadianallpro.com.
Ooh, shameless shill. He was, you know, Kamikaze was promoting that there's a stipulation involved on Facebook.
Yeah, he didn't say what it was.
He did not say what it was. He was talking about it has a stipulation.
And no, it's not a paddle on a pole.
That would fit the whole Dungeon Master thing.
It would.
There you go. No, this is a good stipulation, and as soon as I find out what he wanted, I'm like, okay, when do you want to announce this? Just hold off. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, oh, we're good, man. It's no problem. We'll just, you know, keep enticing all of the fans and the crowd. Speaking of which, it was a hell of a crowd last night. Oh, my God.
I heard the Shaw TV cameras were there.
Yes. Shaw TV. As you guys know, from all of the shilling that we were doing from last week until last night, Shaw TV came in, and they didn't do just a couple of things here and a couple of things there. They spent the entire night at the show, at the end of which, as the ring was being torn down, I got interviewed along with Vinny Fever.
And it's going to air in a couple weeks?
We're about 2 to 3 weeks away from it actually being aired on Shaw Television. Of course, as soon as that happens, I will have video to post so everybody gets a chance who, you know, don't live in Alberta, they'll get a chance to check it out.
Well, if you don't live in Alberta and you want to check it out, an interview with Tim Stein, you can listen to this week's Rack.
Nice plug.
It was a Canadian-filled edition of the Rack.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, because Chris Stratus jerked the curtain for me. And this is where I get perverted and say Trish Stratus could jerk my curtain anytime. But I had to say it because Omega's not here. to sit.
Yes.
You're not the only one.
Yeah. Well, you want to jerk her curtain too?
Yes.
Look at that, everybody. Drapes. Think about it. Never mind. Moving on. Only Robin Williams fans will get that one.
Anyway, now let's go to our card.
Mace.
What did we start out? We started out with Johnny Devine versus Raven, as we mentioned before, with Johnny Devine winning. Then we, was it the 10-man Canadian Battle Royal after that?
Yeah, that was, 10-man Canadian Battle Royal.
Yeah. Which consisted of two versions of Edge, two versions of Chris Jericho, two versions of Christian.
You're kidding.
No. Johnny Devine,
Jinder Mahal,
Owen Hart, Bret Hart, and Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
Owen Hart won, right?
No.
Well, he should have, damn it, you cheated.
I had the computer do it. I didn't touch a damn thing.
Okay.
Bret Hart won.
Oh. Where's
after coming
wait a minute,
in
wait a
last.
Minute. Hold it, hold it. I smell smoke in Ohio.
Bret Hart won a match. What?
Yeah. Bret Hart came out at number 10 and won. Gee, what a surprise. Then we decided to do some WrestleMania matches after that. We started with the Alberto Del Rio versus Jack Swagger match with Ricardo at ringside, but no Zeb Colter because I didn't have enough time to download him. With Del Rio went over with a German suplex.
Interesting.
Which I thought was really weird because we had Del Rio lock on the armbar. Swagger didn't tap out, but he got up and then all of a sudden bridging German suplex for the three count. Weird. Oh, okay. Then we had CM Punk versus The Undertaker in the upset of the night. CM Punk goes over by making The Undertaker tap out to the Anaconda Vice.
Obviously, it wasn't a WrestleMania match.
It was at WrestleMania.
It's the only time Punk will win at WrestleMania.
Very true.
Well, we'll have to see.
Then we had, in our final match of the night, Brock Lesnar versus Triple H in an Extreme Rules match. Well, no holds barred, same deal.
And who lost? Everybody watching.
No, Brock Lesnar lost in probably a very stereotypical Triple H style match. Triple H takes a triple powerbomb from Lesnar, gets up like it was nothing, hits the pedigree for the 1-2-3.
I see.
So that was our sort of WrestleMania Canadian All Pro combination card that we decided to do after your show went boom.
The WTR match, and everybody's like, what happened to Tim? Somebody call him and leave a message on his phone when his he's talking on a goddamn microphone. And I'm like, what the hell? Why is Mace calling me from freaking Australia? How the hell did he do that? And then I looked at the number and said, Rock, you bastard, you called me.
Hey, you say, hold on.
We figured you'd at least check your phone during intermission.
I did, that's how I found out.
You said you found out at midnight.
Well, that was intermission for me.
We figured you should know that the feed had died. We were trying to help, good God.
I understand that, and thanks, but God damn it.
And how the hell were we supposed to know you were in the ring? The feed was fucking dead.
Well, maybe that's why the feed was dead, was because I was in the ring, God damn it.
We'll see if we ever try to help you again, yeesh.
Well, you know that you're going to give me as much suggestions and advice and shit as you possibly can.
Oh, we will.
Yeah, see, told you, he even admitted, so don't try to lie, Lindsay.
They can! Lindsay. Screw you!
What? Excuse me? I don't think so. Wait a minute. You told... Okay, come on over.
No.
Well, don't say shit if you're not going to back it up, woman.
I didn't mean screw you like screw you. Well, screw yourself.
Now, you see, I don't care what the way you meant it. It's the way I took it. I'll take it the way I want to take it.
Children, stop it, or else you're both going in the timeout.
Oh, shut up. Who asked you?
Anyway, can we move on, please?
So, Tim, Canadian All Pro Wrestling event is when?
April 27th. Yes, that one's written in stone, goddammit. It's not like, okay, April 27th, and then, oh, by the way, it's a week later, we're going to change the date to the next week. No, it's April 27th.
And the event is called...
You have to ask me for... It's Lindsay Ward's Paddle on a Pole.
All right!
Well, okay, you know, I'm actually playing with a few ideas, but as of right now, it looks like it might be called April Assault.
Not too bad.
Yeah, so... Not too so bad. There.
So there you go. That's your Canadian All Pro Wrestling recap, by the way.
That's your Canadian All Pro Wrestling recap, by the way.
Do all the titles have to contain alliteration? I'm just curious.
No, it happens. I mean, March Madness, what was the December?
I don't know.
New Year's Evil.
New Year's Evil. Then you had, Vicious Valentine, Valentine's. Season's Beatings, Commonwealth Crowning, St. Valentine's Massacre.
You see, what you do is you name your shows so that people remember them. And the fact that you pointed out, you always use alliteration, tells me that you remember the name of the damn shows.
No, I remember this last one, and I just heard the current one, so yeah. I don't remember all the names to your shows, because I haven't slept it since then.
Oh, so we're going to take a break now, Tim?
Why don't we take a break now? Everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Wrestle Talk Radio on the Wild Talk Radio Network. When they finish playing a whole bunch of crap that we're going to force you to listen to, then the show comes back and there's a whole bunch of pre-WrestleMania talk. And it's the extended version of WrestleMania Pick'em.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. So that being said, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
See it when you laugh at me, look down on me, and walk around on me.
Quit singing.
Just one more fight about your leadership, and I will straight up leave your shit. Cause I've had enough of this, and now I'm pissed.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once.
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you...
The home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that... We have two words for you. You're welcome!
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with me, Alan Wojcik, and the Spud Guy. We'll bring you interviews with the biggest names from the past, present, and future in pro wrestling.
Hey everybody, this is X-Pac. It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Jessica Havoc.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards.
This is Harley Race.
The franchise Shane Douglas.
Plus, insights from the people who cover the business. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com,
Again, the web address is pwmania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is pwmania.com.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Hello, Fia Gastro, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make the order, please.
What would you like?
Vegetable fried rice.
Huh?
Vegetable fried rice.
Only vegetable.
Vegetable
Hello?
Fried rice. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, vegetable
no
fried
meat.
Rice.
And do you, egg is okay? No egg.
Egg okay. Egg okay.
Okay.
No bok choy?
Oh, we don't have bok choy.
No bok choy? Okay.
Yeah.
Snow peas? You have snow peas?
Yeah, we have snow peas.
Extra snow peas.
What do you mean? You mean the fried rice?
Yes, fried rice.
Oh, fried rice, we don't have snow pea.
No snow pea?
Yeah.
The chicken? You put chicken in there?
Yeah, we have chicken fried rice.
But
you want chicken fried rice?
No, I want the vegetable fried rice with the chicken.
Oh, that means chicken fried rice, yeah?
No, vegetable fried rice with the chicken.
Hello, we have seafood fried rice, beef fried rice, chicken fried rice. Or if you don't want meat, we can make a vegetable fried rice for you. So you want chicken or no chicken?
No, I want the vegetables and the chicken. Can you do both?
We have like a fried rice, we have the green peas inside. Not too much vegetables.
Never mind. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, bye.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, when does it stand?
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
That really move him. I said to you.
I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm
back where I belong, yeah. I never felt so strong, eh? I'm back, babe. I'm feeling like there's nothing that I can't try.
Nothing.
And if you with me, put your hands high.
Put your hands high. Yeah, I've been lost in life before.
Hey.
This one's
and
for you.
Me, put your hands high.
You
and you
dreams
and you're rocking with a better you.
I'm in here.
I hear the tears of a clown. I hate that song. I always feel like they're talking to me when it comes on.
Come on.
Another day, another dawn. Another Keisha, nice to meet you, get the map, I'm gone. What am I supposed to do in the club like, come on.
Apparently, welcome back to Russ and Talk Radio right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, really. Just, you know, Tim's not here to do his intro.
I'm here. Shut up.
Now do the intro properly then, Tim.
And welcome back to Russ Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. If I sound tired, people, I'm exhausted.
Drink more coffee.
Shut up, I had two pots, I have a third pot, and I'll puke.
So much fun. Anyway, it's WrestleMania season, Tim.
Yeah, migraine headaches suck.
Is that
suck
what you're
it
getting,
up, bitch.
Is that what you're getting for when you think of, oh my god, I have to watch 5 hours of WrestleMania next week?
Well, here's the problem with that, and this is one of the reasons I'm pissed off. I get to be on the road next Sunday afternoon, driving home.
Well, that's your own fault.
Well, it's only because of where I work.
Well, you know, Can't help that. You just gonna have to. Well,
I'm blaming you. God damn it! I don't care.
Oh look, Tim, because of this week and everything else, you're too sick to work next Sunday.
yeah, can't get away with that.
Not when they're sending him out of town. Anyway,
it was bad enough. I actually went into work on Easter Sunday.
I'm impressed. Was there anyone even there?
Well, let's just say I got what I needed to get and then came home.
So Tim Stein worked about 30 minutes today, folks.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Well, yeah, Tim, 4 hours of WrestleMania. There's about 10 matches so far listed for this card.
Okay. If you say so, I won't dispute you.
You won't disagree with me that there's 10 matches on this card?
If that's what, you're the one who keeps track of this shit.
I know. I want to ask a question to everybody. Is this lineup better than last year's lineup as a whole?
Do we have to answer?
Yes, you have to answer.
Okay, Lindsay, what do you think?
I think the undercard is definitely stronger than it was last year. The main event matches, it's a give or take kind of thing. Some are a step up, some are a step down. So, but yeah, overall, I think the card is a little bit stronger built this year than it was last year.
Let's go to Australia.
Just because you don't want to answer. to be honest, with the exception of like the YouTube pre-show, which looks absolutely terrible, and probably one undercard match, which could be a lot better than we expect. Solid card, definitely better than last year's.
Tommy Arterm is going, he already knows his wins at main event matches. I'm not talking about who's going to win. From top to bottom, the quality of the matches on the show compared to last year.
Overall, I'm expecting WrestleMania this year to be a better show just because of what Lindsay said, the strength of the undercard. It's a stronger lineup leading to all of your main events. Now, for most pay-per-views, it's the main events that everybody, us included, point to that make or break your pay-per-view. And that's just the way it is, because people remember the last thing they see.
Right.
We have seen pay-per-views that have had a really great undercard, both in WWE and TNA. But the final two matches, the main event and the semi-main event, just totally make it stink. And it's just, you know, this time around, you know, it being WrestleMania and, you know, the once a year major event that it is, I think that the undercard is going to make this pay-per-view this year.
Because if you look back at last year's, you had like Big Show and Cody, Orton and Kane, none of which everyone was really excited about.
Mm-hmm.
This year, you probably have a lot more chances to get excited throughout the entire show, and there's no big really, like, remember there was a 10-man tag last year, a 12-man tag, and there was, like, all thrown together at the last minute?
Yep.
And we were all like, why is this being put on in its placement on the card? It's, throughout this show, I think this is probably one of the better lineups they've put on in a few years, overall.
Well, yeah, yes and no.
Where would you disagree?
Well, there are a couple of things that, you know, looking at it, I'm just not really too tickled about. Ryback versus Mark Henry feels forced. Although I have to admit, I'm looking forward to the match. Just because I just want to see what kind of a train wreck it's going to be,
it's
right?
It's forced, but okay. Anyway.
Can I quickly say this about the, who's watched SmackDown?
I have watched majority of SmackDown, and the one thing I miss is probably what you're going to bring up now. So go ahead.
Okay. To anybody who watched the weightlifting competition.
The one thing I missed, yes. But, twice.
Okay. Spoiler alert.
WWE put out on their website that, you know, Mark Henry beat the record, you know, once again and all that. I'm doubting the validity of that, because the way it goes, both men, both Henry and Ryback, pumped out at exactly 40 reps each at the speed of fucking light, and then the last 13, they slowed to a crawl. It's like suddenly the weight caught up to them out of fucking nowhere. I'm sorry, I doubt that was a legit, like, actual contest between the two.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, it's wrestling, so they're doing it for the suspense. I know all that.
Yeah, a fake
but
contest
still,
professional wrestling. Trust you to zoom in on that.
Well, the only thing, here it is. We know Mark Henry is legit at least one of the world's strongest men.
Yeah.
We know that's a legit title that he has earned over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, competing in tough man contests. Ryback is big enough that he could probably match Henry. So why not let us see it legitimate?
Mm-hmm.
Why not see how actually impressive this is with both men actually using legit weights?
Because the likelihood is that Ryback can't keep up with Mark Henry for any more than 30 seconds.
So?
Yeah, let's just fuck
even,
up the
even, match. Even if Ryback fucking loses, he loses legitimately, and it makes Henry look all that more dangerous, because all of a sudden, Ryback's supposed power that he can, you know, match, that he can match Henry, suddenly starts to put in the doubt. Can Ryback actually do it? He couldn't outlift Henry. So, maybe he can't beat Henry.
Mm-hmm.
You can play that off and make Henry look a lot more dominant. If it went the other way, people are sitting there going, holy crap, Ryback just, you know, out-bench-pressed one of the legitimate world's strongest men.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a big battle of the balls. The way you spin it could have made this match look so much better than, oh look, I'm just going to pump out 40 very quickly and, oh shit, the weight just caught up to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, I would rather have seen this be legitimate and done properly. And you can spin it either way.
Yeah, I'm just thinking they didn't because they couldn't.
Yeah, but, you know, I have to overly control everything.
Ugh. Yep. First, what do you expect?
So, Tim, why do you think this match is forced?
Well, it's, you know, it's originally it was going to be Ryback teaming with Sheamus and Orton take on the Shield. And, you know, out of nowhere, here comes Mark Henry. They got to get, you know, he's back. He can go again. Well, at least he could. They got to figure something out. The guy's got to, you got to justify the money that he's getting paid. Not to look at it too behind the scenes or anything like that, but it's Mark freaking Henry. You got to do something with the guy. What are we going to do? I don't know. Ryback's tough guys. Put them together. And it's like it was out of nowhere that this got basically thrown together, and it just feels like a forced feud right now. Specifically for WrestleMania.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be good for Ryback.
Uh-huh.
Just because it's not his typical squash match. He's facing somebody that he cannot pick up and he cannot put on his shoulders and do his little move with. He's got to now defend himself. He's got to fight. So it's going to either make him or break him as far as showing what he can actually do.
Okay, so what if he loses?
Well, if he loses, then I guess he goes back to NXT.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
I mean, this was coming eventually. They were going to have to put him against somebody his own size or bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just because, honestly, seeing him pick up two guys and putting them up on his shoulders, yeah, it's impressive. I'll give him that. But you know what? I'm over it. I want to see him fight somebody his own size to see what he can really do. It's a test of strength for him and for Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know what Henry can do, we really don't know what Ryback can do.
Okay.
So.
As we lose Mace for a second.
Oh, he dropped out, did he?
He did for a second.
He fails.
He fails. You say it's forced and stuff, but you're looking forward to it at the same time.
Yeah, at the same time, I'm looking forward to it because I want to see what happens. I'm expecting a bit of a train wreck. I'm sorry, I am. Neither one of these guys happens to be the most talented people on the roster. When you have a weak worker, you want to put him in the ring with a strong worker and have the strong worker make him look better. Whether you put him over or not, you want to make your weakest guy, your weaker guy look better. Now, you know, who's the weaker of the two? I don't mean physically weaker. I'm talking about, ring work. Is it Ryback or is it Henry? That's the weaker of the two. Well, you know, they're both pretty damn weak. It's, which one's worse? Seriously.
Well, I think that's what I was kind of getting at. We really don't know what Ryback can do. I mean, right now he looks weaker. But we don't know what he can do because they really haven't turned him loose, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
So it could be Ryback maybe proves himself to be the stronger worker. Or he proves what we all think he is, which is the fact that he is weaker than Henry as far as ring prowess. He's still fairly new as far as the company's concerned. He's still within his first year, so...
Yeah, okay. So shall we, now that we've previewed this enough, shall we predict who's going to win?
I think we should, yes.
Okay. Why don't we let Lindsay go first?
By the way, Booker shouldn't wear a blue suit if he's going to be out in front of the LED screens with the blue SmackDown sign.
There you go.
He vanishes.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting here watching the weightlifting contest as we've been talking on YouTube. But I'm going to go with... Honestly, I'm going to go with Henry, at least for right now.
Ah, okay. You are going Mark Henry. I'm wondering, Mace, which way are you going with this?
What way am I going with this? Why the fuck were you rushing suddenly? Pass the vodka, comrade.
Oh, because I've been watching Star Trek. Mr. Chekhov.
Nuclear whistles. Okay.
Isn't it? Never thought to see your face again. Check out who it is.
Ryback versus Henry, huh?
Yeah. I sound so excited. Yeah.
Going with the Ryback on this one.
All right. You guys ready to hear what Rock thinks?
He's not going to think nothing at the moment.
Is he back?
I don't care, damn, because I'm going to tell you what I think it's going to be, either a non-finish or a DQ.
Possible.
Yes. Yes, I just see it that
very,
way.
Very, very possible, because that way they can continue it into past WrestleMania.
And actually grow it a little bit and cover any deficiencies that both of these guys are going to, in my opinion, in my belief only now, but they're both going to show some great deficiencies in this match. I'm sorry, I just saying that's what I see happening.
Hey, okay, as long as Henry can jump and doesn't sandbag the shit out of it like fucking Tensai does to Ryback, then it'll be a half-decent match.
There you go.
Okay, I have a stupid question. Watching the weightlifting contest, what the hell was Henry sniffing?
Smelling salts.
Why?
Because that's what they do.
Okay.
Yeah. It helps keep you alert and being able to lift and actually, like, it's weird.
Dude, she's not a weightlifter. She won't
do it. So it just, like, wakes yourself up properly.
Okay.
Last thing you want to do is, because you're doing such a physical exertion on yourself, there's always a chance that you're going to pass out. By putting yourself at the maximum amount of awake you can be, it lessens the chance that you're going to pass out while lifting the weights.
Yeah, one good way to look at it, it's very similar to pilots pulling 12 Gs going at supersonic speeds. They've got these pressure suits. They're also trained and taught how to exert themselves in a certain way to keep the blood flow to the head. This is like that, but only in reverse, what happens when you power lift.
Okay. I didn't know. I was just...
Yeah, you do. And like G.I. Joe says, the more you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
That's right.
And the other half is knowing how to use that knowledge according to Sam Punk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As we all know, we all are into what G.I. Joe tells us to do. Or at least we will be until everybody sees that stupid movie.
Oh, God, it's shit.
I watched it last night.
Oh, my God, it's shit.
God. I don't even want to talk about
people avoid.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Nothing.
Okay.
So,
wait,
Rock.
Doesn't Rock get to predict?
I was about to say, so, Rock, do your predicting picking.
Ryback via shell shock when he gets Mark Henry off the top rope.
No way.
Yeah, way. Mark Henry's going to attempt to go to the top rope and do some sort of splashy thingy.
Can you be a little less vague and a little more specific with how the ending is going to go?
This is my prediction. I've been thinking about this. You know, I put time and effort thinking about this, Tim.
I like how Henry's going for a splashy thingy.
A splashy thingy from the top rope, or attempts to do a splashy thingy from the top rope.
Okay, is that like a legitimate move name, the splashy thingy?
Yes, it is. It's a legitimate move name. It's move 932.
Never heard Jim Ross say, oh my God, he's going for a splashy thingy!
It's a technical term.
Ow.
What did you do to yourself?
I listened to you talk. It was painful.
Anyway, moving on, Tim.
Yes, moving on. Why don't we look at another one? Because that's what we're here to do, right?
Yes, this eight-person match, tons of Funk and the Funkadactyls taking on taking on Team Rhodes Scholars and the Bella Twins.
The hell? Tons of fun. That's just like, oh God.
What do you think of this battle? Tim?
Me personally, I don't think much of it. This is one of the matches that, you know, I could care less about.
It's just one of those on the card matches. It's there.
Yeah, and I picked the Rhodes Scholars with the Bella Bitches.
The Rhodes Scholars with the Bella Bitches.
Yeah.
Hey, it's getting the Rhodes Scholars back together. Hey, Lindsay.
Yes, we get them reunited for WrestleMania once again, which I wish they would just leave them together permanently, which I think they're going to do. The only downside is the Bellas are in the match.
And they got to give the Bellas something to do. That's why they're there.
Oh, trust me, the Bellas have plenty to do with Daniel Bryan and John Cena. But, yeah, I'm going to go with Team Rhodes Scholars on this one.
With the Bella Bitches?
With the Bella Bitches. They just came back.
Now trending on Twitter, hashtag Bella Bitches.
Well, they just came back. They're obviously giving them a push. So it's, yeah. They're looking to reinvigorate the Divas Division. So look for them to probably get the win.
Oh, yeah, let's reinvigorate the Divas Division with two girls that shouldn't be anywhere near the Divas Division.
Well, they are, and we have to deal with it, so.
So there you go. Let's go to Australia!
Shut the fuck up. I'm going to go the opposite direction. I'm going to go with Team Tons of Flab.
Team Tons of Flab.
And the NXT bitches.
Yeah, I didn't know it, and I didn't know Steven Styles was on their team.
Hmm. Yeah, he's going to debut at WrestleMania.
There you go.
Now, Tim, picture Steven Styles dancing.
Check it out. We got a hashtag Bella Bitches in the chat room. Now it's running on Twitter.
Just remember, use that during WrestleMania. Hopefully it'll pick up some steam. I'm going with the faces because it's a pre-show. Let's make everybody happy and dance and bring the kids into the ring. Get them killed by Tenpai.
I think it's actually on the show.
No, this is the YouTube pre-show from my knowledge.
Okay.
Believe me, this couldn't be on the fucking show given the way it is.
Yeah, now because I'm going to be on the highway and won't be able to do anything about it, I'm counting on everybody listening, plus you people. On the show, I'm counting on all of you to get onto Twitter and hashtag the hell out of Bella Bitches because I won't be able to.
Yeah, but the thing is, once WrestleMania is over, Tim, you can always use the TuneIn Radio app on a smartphone to tune in to WrestleTalk Radio.
Yeah, but I won't. Everybody can, but I won't be able to.
You don't go on Twitter anyway.
Well,
even when you're home.
Sometimes I might.
You might.
Don't point out the obvious, Lindsay.
I have to. Logical responsibility. How the hell are you going to go on Twitter when you never do? Rockbit is just your damn account for you.
We're talking WWE. Not even go there.
Rock is the Joey Styles of this network. He manages all but two accounts on Twitter.
No, you brought up logic. No, I'm sorry. We're talking WWE.
No, I'm talking you, not WWE.
Yeah, it's not WWE. So forget it. And next, coming up next.
I don't get the pick.
Coming up next,
pick.
Rock gets the pick.
Team Tons of Funk.
You guys are just sticking together. That's all you're doing. I'm just saying. Why Team Tons of Funk?
Why? Because Rock and I picked the same one?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't realize that we all stuck together when only two of us picked the same. But yeah.
Damn Skippy, when it's Rock picking with anybody and they agree, then it's collusion. Only when Rock's involved is it collusion. Relax.
No, it's only when Rock and I agree with each other that it's collusion, because we usually sit late at night and plot against you all to take over this network.
Oh, I can believe that. I can believe that. Oh, well.
Though we're still trying to decide which one of us is Pinky and which one of us is the brain.
I'm not commenting.
Not commenting. All right, next matchup on the list. Chris Jericho taking on Fandango.
You said it wrong. It's not going to be a wrestling match.
Then how do you say it, Tim?
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I refuse to.
Fandango.
Go away!
No. Fandango. Go for Pittsburgh.
Fandango for takeout. Fandango. Go get him, Collie.
Oh, if only.
There you go. Oh, yeah, Chris Jericho.
Fandango. Go get a refund.
Chris Jericho in a match at WrestleMania to put over somebody they're trying to get, you know, heat on. That's all I see this.
That's what Jericho does these days.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm happy to see Jericho wrestling, and he's happy to get a paycheck, and he's happy to do pretty much what the boss wants him to do. But I'm calling Fandango to win this one just because it's Chris Jericho, and he's used as the stepping stone.
I'm with you there. Fandango is going to win. Jericho's there to put him over. Pretty much.
Yep.
My vote. I'm going for Mr. Fancy Pants.
So who are you going for?
Yeah,
because they both end up having.
They both have fancy pants. Yeah.
Tune in Thursday to find out.
I'm thinking that the winner is the chick that Fandango dances with. Who dat?
So who are you going with, Mace?
I'm going with Jericho. Because, you know, after months and months and months and months of Fandango is going to debut, he's going to get jobbed out so fucking quickly and run off crying back to NXT where he can go and be Johnny Curtis again.
My one massive prediction for this is 20 minutes of Chris Jericho making fun of his name.
Only 20?
Yep. They've got 9 other matches to go through, so.
Okay.
If this cracks 10 minutes, I will be stunned.
Yeah, Jericho's promo lasts twice as long as the actual match.
Anyway, moving on. Heavyweight Championship match. Alberto Del Rio taking on the Swagger, Jack Swagger.
Who wins? The concession stand.
Not excited for this one, Tim?
This was one of the ones I was going to talk about that I don't care. I really don't. I mean, yeah, sure, they've done some shit with Del Rio. He's actually starting to be more entertaining in the ring, but still, I'm not, you know, overly thrilled. And having him up against Jack Swagger doesn't help Del Rio because, oh, God, you know, sorry, no.
No, it's not, you're not a fan?
No, but I will say Del Rio retains.
What are you thinking, Lindsay?
It's hard to say with this, just because of the situation with Swagger. It's like we all know that he infamously got busted for pot a few weeks ago, but it's kind of one of those things where it's like, okay, is he going to go over and they're going to give him the title and set a bad example, or are they going to let Del Rio go over and then that kind of kills Swagger's character that they spent all this time on? Honestly, I'm leaning towards I don't know, because the other thing is Del Rio isn't getting over like they want him to.
He's not.
That's what I'm hearing.
This is, yeah.
Del Rio is not the big face that they want him to be, even after he's been with Swagger. It's done him some good, but it hasn't done him a lot.
What are you thinking, Mace?
I'm thinking Del Rio, only because, well, we still haven't seen Swagger's punishment for, you know, being caught with drugs in the car and, you know, all that other fun stuff from a few months ago, so they're going to be very hesitant about putting the title on Swagger at this point in time. Plus, given the way that everything's been sort of pushed, we're basically being seen as racism winning over multiculturalism, and that's one road I don't think the WWE is wanting to go down. So, yeah, Del Rio is going to keep this one. Mind you, we're probably going to see a really awesome interaction between Ricardo and Zeb. Something's going to happen between those two, and it's going to be awesome because it's going to be Ricardo getting revenge somehow.
Somehow, someway.
Yeah. And it's going to be awesome because it's Ricardo. Even if he disappears halfway through the match and comes back as El Locale.
All right. This is where I need people to give me the time. We have a tiebreaker for this. How long will Ricardo Rodriguez's entrance for Alberto Del Rio be? How long will that introduction actually be?
How long will he hold the O?
How long will he hold the O for? This will be... We'll take the time from the WWE Universe Twitter.
Do we need... Do you want an exact number, or can we go in a range?
Exact number, because this is the tiebreaker.
Sixty-two seconds. Just over a minute.
Just over a minute. What do you think, Tim?
45 seconds.
Lindsay?
I'm saying he goes a minute.
He's going to try for some sort of record thing. I'm probably about 75 seconds, maybe. So, you know, minute 15, if not more. Just to make it something different. Alright, the final match for this segment, Randy Orton, Sheamus, and Big Show taking on The Shield. What are you thinking, Mace?
I reckon we're going to see The Shield take this one. And only because it's going to be a 3-on-2. Shield's going to take out Big Show. But, like, during an interview segment or something to take out the power in their opposition. And then they're going to try and isolate Sheamus and Orton. I definitely see the Shield winning, but I don't see it being a straight 6-on-6. I'm predicting shenanigans for this one.
Shenanigans? What do you
think? Shenanigans!
What do you think, Lindsay?
I say the Shield goes over. They're still too strong right now. And I think this is something where they're going to take them into the summer. I say shenanigans as well, but my money is on Orton turning.
Ooh, Orton turning. She's been, you know, trying to beg to do forever. What are you thinking, Tim?
The Shield takes this one. I'm not going to be so melodramatic as to say the Shield takes a big show out in the back during an interview or shit like that, but I do see them, now them being Orton and Sheamus and Big Show, I see a breakdown happening. Somebody tagging, doing a blind tag when, they shouldn't have or something like that. And somebody getting pissed off over that and Shield capitalizing on it. I just, besides, you've given the Shield, you know, this huge amount of build up just because you're bringing Big Show to deal with them doesn't mean they should be dealt with. And if you do that, it just totally kills their momentum.
Yeah, Shield goes over. That's my pick. Shield goes over.
Well, thanks for, like, elaborating and taking up all our time explaining your pick.
I know, but we should go to break, Tim.
I'm just saying. So, on that note, let's go to break. Everybody listen to WTR Sunday night. We're almost halfway through our pick 'em.
Five more matches to go, a great debate, and quick hits, and then we're done.
Yeah, so don't go no place, because we'll be right back.
Hello. Let me introduce you to the character.
Thursday night, we bring to you The Rack.
These people yearn for enlightenment. But who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rack.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
Starting March 11th, it's 28 days of WrestleMania in ripped form. That's right, leading up to the biggest show of the year, we take a look back at some of the great and not so great moments in WrestleMania's history.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I think without a doubt, probably better. Ooh, whoa!
Riffs in 28 days, celebrating the showcase of the immortal and not so immortal alike.
The rumors are running rampant that Lesnar is contemplating playing the National Football League, therefore leaving the WWE. That rumor has made the rounds and certainly not excluding the Nexus for Bart, but the fans want to see him go.
Oh no!
Oh my God.
And Lashley saving Mr. McMahon the ball.
So relive the memories at wildtalkradio.com/WrestleMania and prepare to have your childhood destroyed, as only we at the Wild Talk Radio Network can destroy it.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Welcome back to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, halfway through the posted to-date matches for WrestleMania next Sunday for the Wrestling Extravaganza, 5 hours long.
The Showcase of the Immortals, Tim. Come on now.
Yes. Well, you know, I would have said that had you shut up and let me finish.
Uh-huh. Sure you would have.
Yeah, and the Not-So-Immortals.
Sounds like we've had a commercial sound like that. Anyway.
Yeah, Mace.
I got nothing to do with it.
Well, you just read what you're writing, huh?
I just read what Rock tells me to. Tell me to say.
In about 10 different takes.
Hashtag Bella Bitches.
How's that... Anyway.
How's that relevant? It's not. It's the Tim Stein segue of the night. Or non sequitur. There we go. We haven't done that in ages.
Presented by MemLanePro.com. Who's presenting this contest, by the way? The
dun, dun, dun.
The grandpa's winner of this contest receives both a Kurt Angle and Rob Van Dam autograph picture.
Aww, isn't that special?
We're stepping it up, giving two prizes away for WrestleMania. So.
Yeah, two prizes. It's a WrestleMania, and you get TNA shit.
It's what we have. So.
Think about it. Anyway. I'm just saying. Anyway, yeah, we're...
Technically, Van Damme's not in TNA anymore, so...
Technically? Know. What happened? Did he quit?
His contract's up. And you know how they go with contracts.
I see. What's...
Anyway, let's get back into the show, Tim.
Go for it. Where were we?
Let's do the matchup. Some people are looking forward to, and some are still waiting for something to happen. The Undertaker and CM Punk.
Hmm.
What have you been thinking about this feud, Tim?
I'm thinking that, yeah, whatever. I mean, please, anybody thinking that Undertaker streak is ever going to get broken or have the brakes put on is crazy. Not a chance. No way. Won't happen.
You sure?
Yeah.
I mean, as it was clear as evident last night on the WWE 13 preview of the game, Taker could tap out of WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. Let's go with what a video game predicts. No.
Hey, they do it all the time.
No.
They do it all the
time. No. I got a whole bag of notes just with your name on it, so don't bother.
So you're still going with
Undertaker. Thank you.
Undertaker, Taker. Oh my God, Lindsay, who are you going with?
Guess I'm going with Taker.
6 a.m. Punk, dummy.
She's to pick and Taker. Mace, what are you thinking about this match in general? The build up to it.
I've been loving it. The promos have been exactly what we need from CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
The Undertaker doesn't need to say anything or do anything beforehand because that's what he's got WrestleMania to do. WrestleMania is the big thing where he's going to walk into the middle of the ring, go Undertaker smash, and just beat CM Punk's head down until it's coming out of his asshole.
Which is going to be awesome, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Especially if he does it in one hit. That'd be freaking hilarious.
When he walks out, knocks CM Punk the hell out, and then just pins him 1-2-3.
Just saying.
Yep. Punches CM Punk so hard that his tattoos fly off his body.
Now that is epic television, kids, right there.
Damn right. So yeah, I'll be going for Taker in this one.
I think there's certain type of people who can, you know, go out on a limb and, you know, not pick Taker because you could win a lot of money. There's a betting site out there where you can actually win some money if you bet on Punk.
Idiots.
You can read about it on the Facebook group here at Wild Talk Radio. Moving along, the next matchup listed here, Wade Barrett versus The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship. What are you thinking of the... First, Tim, what do you think about the build to this one?
I'm thinking I have to take this phone call, so I'll get back to you in a minute.
He has his old-fashioned ringer.
Old-fashioned ring toad for old-fashioned guy.
Yeah, pretty much. Maze, what do you? How? What do you?
He doesn't like this newfangled digital technology.
Oh, no. He's just learning his phone. Anyway, what are you thinking about the build for this one? So.
Lackluster.
Like,
it really doesn't. To at least to me, doesn't really pop. Really, it's sort of. This is something that they've built specifically for WrestleMania, and it just feels exactly like that. It doesn't feel like there's anything grandiose about it. It's, we need to put another mid-card title match on the card. Shit, we got choice between Cesaro or Barrett. Barrett's heads, Cesaro's tails. Comes up head. Barrett, you get a match. Who we got? Who's left over? Kofi Kingston? Fuck no. Miz, perfect. Here. Match. Mania, you two, go.
What do you think of the matchup last Monday on Raw?
Meh.
Meh? So you aren't really expecting much out of them come Sunday?
I'm expecting this to be your sort of, it's like you come back from like an intermission type deal. This is your low down before you put on something real hard hitting.
So maybe say this match goes after the Shield six man, maybe?
Yeah, it could. I'd say this would probably go on before Triple H and Brock.
Okay.
As a way to sort of drop the crowd's levels down before putting on something of that magnitude. So, yeah, it's... It just doesn't feel as grandiose as a lot of these other matches. This is one of those take it or leave it kind of matches that you could have had next month at Extreme Rules, or, you know, if you had a February pay-per-view you were putting out, you could put it on there. You could have put it on at WrestleMania and it's at Royal Rumble, and you'd still have the same feeling to it. This doesn't exactly feel like the grandiose nature of a WrestleMania build. But that's only because, well, they haven't really had a lot of time to build it.
Because going into it, we thought, it looks like we're going one more time Cesaro and Miz, because that's what it was building to, and they kind of blew that off on SmackDown without, you know, being for the title. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like
seriously, you could interchange this with Cesaro and the US belt. Nobody could tell the fucking difference.
This is true, but who are you going with?
Surprisingly enough, given even after everything I said, I'm going with a Miz just to give him a belt to start try and rebuild him.
Rebuild.
Because
him.
I reckon that's what this entire thing is going to be. It's going to be the point to rebuild the Miz as either the top guy in the mid card, or to try and rebuild him to the point where maybe by this time next year he's ready to go into WrestleMania as like a higher up main event style guy.
Right. Lindsay, where are you leaning?
Honestly, I'm Lord's Miz as well. Just because honestly, it's because his movie did better. Seriously, well, Barrett has had the belt since Rumble and has not done jack with it. And that's not his fault. But they haven't really... They've been really washy with him with it. Haven't really pushed it with it. And they see Miz more credibility back. No offense on... And they pulled Miz back up in there that they need. They need... Basically, they can have Miz hold the IC title for a while, possibly over the summer, continue the feud with Barrett, maybe after WrestleMania. And then maybe in the fall, start pointing him more towards either the World Heavyweight Championship or the WWE title, depending on where they're at.
Right.
This is just something with, I agree with Mace, this just kind of gives him that re-legitimization that he needs to put him back into that title picture.
I see that. Going with Miz as well, because, well, at some point they're going to need a new Undertaker, and so far that's the Miz. Because he's technically undefeated at WrestleMania.
Yeah, well, so is Michael Cole.
So is Michael Cole, yes. Yes. We'll get Tim's pick in a bit when he comes back from his all-important phone call. Up next, for the tag team titles, we have Team Hell Knows versus Dolph Ziggler and Big E Langston. Where are you leaning towards, Mace? Are you leaning towards the guy who wrestles a bear?
Leaning a bit towards the left, maybe to the right. All depends on which way I put the underwear on. sorry, you keep using that leaning shit. I'm going to go there. Come
works.
Up with a new phrase, dude. Seriously.
I'm going to be hosting this show. Anyway.
as for the actual match, like the build-up for this, again, it was one of these out-of-nowheres. It's been interesting to see that they're once again playing the AJ Lee angle with Kane and Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Little subtle things, like even with the six quote-unquote man intergender tag match on Raw last week.
SmackDown,
sorry. I watch SmackDown, I keep up. Whatever. you even saw AJ's laid out, and Kane's not really giving a shit about anybody else or getting his hand raised. He's watching AJ.
Right.
So it's little subtle bits and pieces.
There's this bit on Main Event that you need to find on WWE.com. AJ skipping around the ring like she normally does, and Daniel Bryan goes in front of her and starts screaming no. It's tremendous.
Was that the last week?
Yeah, last week.
All right, I shall go on a choir.
She skips with the round the one way. He says no. She starts going back around the other way. He starts chasing her down. It's tremendous.
All right, I shall go on set because it's quite funny. Anyway. Is that the same show where he talks about wrestling a bear?
No, wrestling a bear was Saturday Morning Slam.
Okay.
No, that was the But if you want to see him wrestle the bear,
that's the
that's on JBL and Cole show, and you need to go watch that. That is hilarious.
So Saturday Morning Slam.
And that's for anybody out there. Go watch this week's JBL and Cole show and watch Daniel Bryan wrestle a quote unquote bear.
Yeah.
Main event would have been
Wednesday.
Last
Wednesday here.
Last Wednesday, which would be the 27th. Okay.
He's making.
I'm finding these. Okay, just. Give me a minute.
as Mace is finding them, make a pick.
I'm actually going to put this on Dolph and Big E. Because this is about as close as you're going to see Dolph get to a title before anything. I'm still sitting on the idea that Dolph is going to go and cash in the Money in the Bank. Either... like, just before the Money in the Bank pay-per-view, or on the Money in the Bank pay-per-view,
mm-hmm.
and be told it's expired. So he might do it just before and win, or he's going to do it at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view and be told, sorry, it's only valid until the pay-per-view. You are now on the pay-per-view. Congratulations, Money in the Bank has expired. Which means if that happens, he goes into the SmackDown Money in the Bank and wins it again, being the only man to win it twice in a row, legitimately.
Actually, I thought Punk won it twice in a row.
Not through the Money in the Bank pay-per-views.
Okay.
I think he won one at WrestleMania and one at the Money in the Bank pay-per-views. I think.
No, Punk won it twice at WrestleMania.
Yeah, so it doesn't count. But yeah, so I reckon Dolph and Big E get the tag straps, which is going to lead into those guys feuding for the next couple months.
Okay.
Which will lead into some awesome television, but you know.
Again, we'll get to him as we go along. I'm going Hell No as well. Lindsay, where are you going?
Do the girls have a match?
Not as of present
Not
time.
Not officially.
As a press time, no.
Are they going to be involved in this one? Is Caitlyn getting thrown into the slot?
We will find out probably tomorrow.
Okay. AJ Lee's going to play a factor. She's going to play a huge factor in this match. I see Hell No retaining for right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I have a feeling they're going to be splitting AJ up from Dolph soon-ish.
Okay. So there's that one moving right along as we should. Brock Lesnar, Triple H. Mace, who you got and what do you think about this build?
It's been a great build for this. Really cannot complain about it. It's had the intensity that you need going into a match like this, which is basically a whole thing of Triple H's revenge on Brock Lesnar. It has played out very well. There's been good manipulation on the side of Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman, manipulating Triple H into doing what they want, and Triple H is just, you know what? I'll do whatever the hell you want. I just want my hands around Lesnar's throat. So the build for this has been spectacular. The match itself is going to be it's not even going to be a wrestling match. It's going to be a fucking fight.
Well, yeah.
They're going to beat the absolute living shit out of each other. And blood the entire nine yards. It's going to be great.
Well, that's what you kind of want after what happened at SummerSlam.
Yep.
Kind of left you wanting more and wanting, you know, to go the
extra mile. This is going to satisfy everybody's bloodlust for the evening. as for who's going to win, I reckon Brock's winning it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you say the game is over?
I reckon Brock's winning it. Triple H will show up on Raw and go, well, that's my ring time done. That's my career gone. Heyman's going to come out and say, we never said anything about your ring career. This could be Heyman getting power.
Which we kind of sort of started.
Which has been speculated on these shows before. Yes. So I reckon it could be interesting.
Actually, I think Hunter said it was his ring career on last week's Raw.
Well, even if it is his ring career, we know Triple H is doing some great things backstage, and he's pretty much accepted that he's wanting to move aside to help these young guys, which is fine. I'm fine with that either way.
Everyone needs to go back and watch SmackDown. Paul Heyman cuts a fantastic promo regarding this match on SmackDown, where he talks about, you know, Triple H will keep his probably the COO job when he loses. But the boys in the back probably won't respect him as much after that loss. How can they respect that man after he loses the way he does to Brock Lesnar? So everyone needs to go back and watch that one. Lindsay, who you got as a prediction?
I'm going with Hunter on this one. I say he gets his win back from SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
And then they figure out what to do with Brock from there. But I'm in agreement with Mason, the fact that this is going to be an absolute. This is going to be the second ass-kicking of the night. And this is going to be extremely physical. Blood galore, hopefully.
Right.
And it's not going to be, and I have an inkling it's going to be the hard way. It's not going to be the nice way. There is a nice way to make somebody bleed, but yeah, this is one of the ones I'm looking forward to, because they had me sold when Brock Lesnar bled on Raw in that first confrontation. It's just like, yes, that's it.
Do we believe this is match of the night?
It's a contender for it. There may be some dark horses, but yeah, this is a definite contender for it, just based on who's involved.
I'm going with Hunter to keep his career, just because they like bringing him out every so often to have a match. Plus, Wade Barrett needs to get his revenge for Monday, so they need to have another match. Now, we go to the main event. Once in a Lifetime Part 2, this time for the WWE Championship. The Rock versus John Cena. Go at it, Mace.
Oh, where to begin on this one? Do we talk about, once again, we hear The Rock going, I'm not going to leave. I love the WWE Universe. I'm going to be here for you guys. I'm going to be here doing everything. And what's that? I got 2 movies to promote? Ah, fuck the WWE. I'm out of here. Dude debuts the belt that we know should have been debuted by CM Punk. And then fucks off for 3 weeks. Sure, he's making up for it big time at the moment. He's been on both Raw and SmackDown. 2 shows in 1 week. Oh my god, it's a record. And he's probably going to be on them both this week as well. Okay, 4 shows in a row. What a fucking surprise. Compared to, you know, like, he's been on what, probably about 4 or 5 since the Royal Rumble. So there's not a lot. It's always noticeable when The Rock was gone. The fact that the only time we hear anything about WrestleMania build or anything when The Rock's out doing all these promotion things, we heard the belt showed up in Korea during the opening of G.I. Joe and think he was on the Jimmy Kimmel Show or something this past week and actually mentioned WrestleMania. What a surprise.
It was. He was also on live with Michael Kelly and Michael, and he gave Michael Strahan a belt, too.
Ah. But it's like he's trying to make up for it in the short run. I understand that the whole talk show thing's not his fault. He's there to promote the movies, you know, and that's the stuff that the studios would have set up for him. You know, I can understand that. However, what gets me is last week on Raw was horrible. That debate bullshit was just that. It was bullshit. Any interaction between these two guys seems forced as hell. And to be honest, I put a lot of that on The Rock because dude is still working a scripted fucking promo. Whereas Cena's actually improvised stuff on the fly, and you can tell The Rock gets annoyed with it. Because The Rock's a very, you hit A, B, C, D, and you hit them in that order. You do not variate anything. Especially as we found out with the Hogan interview that's come out recently. The Rock scripts all of his shit, including his matches. But in all the while, every flaw that The Rock's had, Cena hasn't had much time to shine either. Because how can he do anything against an opponent who's not there? So Cena hasn't exactly done much. The Rock hasn't done much. The build for this just really feels like they're trying to just cash in off last year's hype and not really build anything new. So I'm not a fan of the build of this, but I should have been. You know, this was the chance that they had to win me over to make sure that I'm actually a fan of this main event and actually treat it as a main event. This feels like an undercard match, not the main event. So they failed on the hype. As for who's going to win, for the first time in my life, I'm actually going to say Cena and mean it.
And it pains you every time you have to say John Cena has to win a match.
It gives me cancer. It hurts that much.
Lindsay, who you got?
I'm going to agree with Mace a little bit that the build for this has been somewhat disappointing. I found a little bit more enjoyment in it than he has. Obviously, circumstances permitting, The Rock could not be there for everything or be there as much as he wanted to.
Don't get me completely wrong. There are bits and pieces of this build I enjoyed. The John Laurinaitis thing on SmackDown, hilarious. Loved it. I thought that was hilarious.
I'm agreeing with you. There's stuff that I've enjoyed. I have enjoyed everything. I'm with you in the fact that the debate, the beginning of it was kind of crap. They wasted a lot of time on it. It was way too long. They could have cut that by about 10 minutes, and it still would have been perfectly effective. There are parts of it, though, that I have enjoyed. And it's kind of one of those things where, because they're cashing in on the hype of last year, this is kind of like when they, this is pretty much exactly like when they did Taker Michaels 2, Taker Hunter 2, where it's just, the match has already been done, they've already had one, they don't need to really do much to build this up, I guess, in their eyes, because it's John Cena versus The Rock, part 2, with the title now involved. So it's, there you go, there's your match. You've got all the hype from last year, plus now add a title to it, and like, bam, there you go. But for me, it's like, it's good, it's just, it's not all the way there, but it's going to be, hopefully it's going to be a better match than it was last year. If that makes sense, because The Rock has been working pay-per-views, he's been getting back into wrestling shape, although now he's going on his diet for Hercules, so we'll see how he looks come Mania, but hopefully he can go longer and not get winded, because that was my one complaint last year, was just the match was no bueno, should have been a fight, and I'll agree that the heat is not there as well. It's simmering, but it's not boiling, and hopefully they can push everything over the edge Monday night. But overall, it is what it is. And do we know if Rock is confirmed for Extreme Rules?
I don't know.
Because there was
like I've been telling you, it's WWE put it out there, but it's I'm not buying it fully.
Yeah, there's a rumor Rock's going to be at Extreme Rules. I would guess at this stage, because he's getting ready to go off and shoot another movie again, that's probably not likely. So my bet is Cena goes over, he takes the title off The Rock, and then he moves forward. And they find him someone else to face at Extreme Rules if Rock isn't there. Either way, John Cena will get his win back. It's just a question of when.
Yeah, I'm with you. John Cena is once again the WWE champion.
Which, look, to I'll be honest with you, I'm one of those people who got so sick of Cena getting shoved down our throats as champion for, you know, a year and a bit. But it's been nearly 2 years. Well, it's been, about a year and a half since he held the belt.
Yes, it was October of 2011.
Yeah. All right, so about approximately year and a half, year and a half.
Yes.
I'll be honest, it's not that bad that he's going to, if he walks away with the belt this time.
Oh, I know, it's not a bad thing. This is what they need.
Yeah. But the thing is, a lot of people are going to jump all over and say, oh, fucking Cena's got the belt again. Dude hasn't held it for nearly 1.5 years.
What needs to happen is, the edge he started to give Monday, when he wins the belt, he should keep the edge, rather than go back to what he was.
Yeah.
They started something Monday, and if they, you know, we'll see what happens tomorrow, but if they keep what they were doing Monday, then him as champion could be really interesting.
Yeah. This might finally be an evolution of Cena's character that people have been praying for years. Not a heel turn.
Right. That's the thing. It doesn't need to be
a heel.
But
just a change in the character.
Well, I think a lot of that may have to do with the stuff that CM Punk has done and has taken the product in a somewhat different direction, which now allows for certain characters, i.e. John Cena, to evolve into something different. Because they're not the squeaky clean bubblegum PG company that they were 2 years ago. Or whenever the hell the last time Cena was champion, it's now a little bit more edgy. They're pushing that line a little bit more. So yeah, if Cena can keep the edge, that would be amazing. And I'm sick of...
They're more of a PG-13 product now, which is allowing them to expand.
Because right. You notice that the kids they were aiming for have grown up just a tad.
Yeah.
So as the kids keep growing up, the line keeps getting pushed a little further and further.
Yeah, you're seeing more violence, you're seeing more language, you're not seeing as much sex, but you're seeing the language, you're seeing the violence. So it's, yeah, they're starting to push that envelope again. Just a little bit. Not too much to where they lose that core audience that they're aiming for, but it's just enough to get some older generations to take an interest.
Right. So that's this version of the WrestleMania preview right here on Wrestle Talk Radio. Tim will give his picks at some point. He's probably still on the phone, or he's fallen asleep. Either way, if you're listening to the archive, send picks to media@wildtalkradio.com. Tweet them at Wild Talk Radio, or post them in our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network, or on the Facebook page /Wild Talk Radio Network. The winner of the contest will receive both a Kurt Angle and Rob Van Dam autograph 8x10, courtesy of memlingpromo.com.
Win WrestleMania prediction contest, get signed autograph photos of TNA people. Logic!
Hey, they're ex-WWE.
They're ex-WWE, that's what matters.
Yeah, true.
They both appeared at WrestleMania.
Mace, it's free stuff. Let it be.
At least we have prizes.
Well,
you know what? Look at it this way. At least we have prizes to give.
Exactly.
Very true. Very true. And we are very thankful to Memlane Promotions for giving us such good stuff to give to you, our listeners.
Right. And yes, if you are in our chat room, you do not have to send them, because that's why I was putting the thing predictions and then grabbing your picks from there.
Yeah. I'm just going to interrupt and just say, yeah, so there.
Yeah, Tim, you should make some
fun. It's alive!
I would like to just let you know that I disappeared for a little bit because it was a very, very important phone call. My son Owen called and needed to talk to me.
That's fine, Danny. So let's make your picks really, really quick.
For money again.
No, actually, he's proving that he's a chip off the old block. He went into debt with his grandma this weekend. He got new goaltending equipment for hockey.
Nice.
He owes his grandma $167. But the really impressive thing is he saved $60 on the sale, proving that, yes, he really is my kid.
He is your kid. He really is your kid.
That ringtone that you heard was the special one that just lets me know that it's Owen who's calling as opposed to somebody else. Rock, do me a favor.
What?
Call my cell phone from yours. From your Skype.
Okay, give me a second. I have to find your name. I have to find your name because I have a bunch of people on my Skypes. You know.
Called last night, damn it.
Yeah, but you know, anyway, there he goes.
Okay. Just let it pick up. Hang on. Okay, you heard the ringtone, right? Tell me you did.
Yeah, I heard it. Who are you, Tim?
Yeah, who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you, Internet Dave? Anyway, Internet Tim, make your picks for tag team title.
Don't ever call me that again.
Hell No versus Ziggler and Big E, who you got?
Oh, hell no, I'm not answering that until you promise never to call me that again, otherwise you're in trouble.
I've already been in trouble, so Hell No or Dolph Ziggler or Big E, who you got?
Whoever do that again.
Okay, I could call you another name, but let's go.
And don't you ever call me names.
I could just spell out your name with...
Road Scholars win. Shut up. Move on.
They weren't in the match.
Oh, okay. Who are we picking?
Hell No versus Ziggler and Big E.
Hell No.
Did you pick Undertaker and Punk?
Did I pick Undertaker and Punk?
Yes.
No, I picked one of them, but not both.
All right, so you picked that match.
I picked Taker.
Barrett or Miz?
I picked Miz.
Hunter or Brock?
It's going to be Hunter.
The Rock or John Cena?
John Cena scripted the win.
Is that promoter talk?
Well, here it is. They really don't have anything for John Cena. The Rock has got more movies to shoot. He's not going to be around anymore. Aren't you sick and tired of not having your champion on your flagship show every Monday night? Of course they're going to give it to Cena. There's your promoter talk.
So, again, that's our WrestleMania picks here on Wrestle Talk Radio. Again, send picks to media at wildtalkradio.com and all the other options I gave you before.
What are the options?
To go to the Great Debate, and people can go on wildtalkradio.com and get all the answers they need. Anyway, Great Debate.
It's now time for this week's WTR Great Debate. Join the hosts as they debate the greatest WWE Hardcore Champion of all time.
Well, as you see, Spike Dudley staggering around, and then out of nowhere, look at this, Hurricane comes flying in. He really can't fly.
It wasn't a bird, it wasn't a plane.
It was Hurricane.
It was Hurricane.
And he's our new Hardcore Champion here in the WWF.
Quick, to the Hurricane Cycle.
In hell.
No!
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Marty Molly.
Three.
I don't believe it. Marty Molly has just defeated...
the Hurricane with a frying pan.
I thought she was a sidekick.
Look at, I'm a hardcore champion. I'm a winner, baby. Yeah. What the? What are you
doing? Hey, wait a minute. There's Maven. Maven rolling on Crimson. I think Maven's regained the hardcore title. And now he's taking Crimson's cap.
Now step into the ring with us for this week's Great Debate.
Up first in the battle that everyone's probably been waiting for, the Lethal Weapon, Steve Blackman, takes on Mighty Molly, Lindsay.
Oh, this is a toughie. Fuck it, Mighty Molly. Girls, we girls gotta stick it together.
Hashtag chick wrestling talk.
Yeah, hashtag chick wrestling talk.
Right now, hey, you know, Lindsay, affirmative action is really...
Who Who says affirmative action?
Oh, please, it's the same damn thing. Us women got to stick together. So she's getting the job because she's got breasts and not because she's the most qualified. Thank you for playing.
And because I like her.
Yeah.
You know what? Last I checked, our picks weren't scripted. We could pick who we want, so F off.
I'm just saying. So there, I'm not F off. My God, what is this, grade 5? Oh, F off.
Maze, who you
got? Oh, Jesus. Who, Starscream Josh, deserves a kick in the shins? Who does? Who's Steve Blackman? Oh, my God.
Go watch the JB on Cole show. You'll find out. Anyway, Maze, who you got?
Mighty Molly for comedic value.
Tim.
Well, yeah, if it was for comedic value, I'd pick Mighty Molly Holly, too, but I'm going with Steve Blackman.
Okay, Mighty Molly moves on.
Because if I don't pick Steve Blackman, he'll punch me in the face. He even said so once when I interviewed him.
I think I have a clip of that somewhere.
Yep.
Mighty Molly moves on. Up next, Rob Van Dam takes on Crash Holly. No wonder Omega's not here tonight.
He's pissed off because of this one.
He doesn't want to answer this question. Mace.
Van Dam was a good hardcore champion. Of course, being Rob Van Dam, he was able to actually use his full arsenal and moves the same way he could do them in ECW. Crash Holly, on the other hand, instituted the 24/7 rule and gave us a lot of very good moments and, you know, the whole super heavyweight thing and all that type of shit. Sorry, Omega, but I'm going Crash Holly.
Lindsay.
As much as I love RVD, I have to go with Crash. I just really do. It's almost a no-brainer. When you think of the hardcore title in that time, Crash Holly is the name you think of. You really do, because like May said, he put the 24/7 rule in place, and he was so active in that division, he really kind of helped to make it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have to go with Crash. I just do. Sorry.
Tim?
Before you even say my name, yeah, it's Crash Holly, and it's like the 24/7 rule and all this other stuff, and basically you stop and you think WWE hardcore title at that point in time, and if Crash Holly doesn't come to mind first before anybody else, you're a retard. Thank you.
By the way, Owen should have called like 2 hours ago, because you seem really wide awake now. Just saying. So that's
now he's tired again.
No, it's that overtired thing where, you know, now I'm fucking hyper thanks to you. If I'd have gone to bed a half an hour ago, I'd be sound asleep.
Anyway.
But no,
nobody I'm made you
Advil,
stay.
Drinking caffeine.
So
nobody made you stay, dude. We'll just cover for you and Omega like we always do, you know.
No, Brock made me stay passively aggressively.
And I made him stay aggressively.
Yeah, suck it up, Ozzy.
Anyway, we move on next week. We're down to the final eight. The final four matches are left. Up next week, Mankind takes on The Undertaker, and Rhino takes on Shane O'Mac.
Holy Christ, this is a short, great debate.
A short, great debate, right. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, compared to the shit that we've been doing for the last, 2 years, this is short.
This was 32 people, so, you know.
Ow.
We've gone through it pretty quickly.
Hey, if you're going to use a toothpick, don't put yourself in the lip with it, because that hurts.
You should go to the Scott Hall School of Using Toothpicks. Anyway, Tim.
You mean the razor phone, because there were two of them. What do you want?
It's time for quick hits.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Wow.
That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Yeah, Lindsay, when you were asking me last night who Cindy Sin is, she's the one who did the voiceover for the start of this segment.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I recognize the voice now that I heard it Saturday night, so yeah.
So there you go. Oh, Lindsay's part, playing the part of Omega tonight.
Great.
Just so we all know.
Go Transformers.
As you stroke your red hair.
It's not red, it's... Well, okay, anyway, go on.
You know you're playing Omega. Anyway.
So does Omega twirl his hair? Because that's what I'm doing right now.
If he hasn't before, he should now. Mace, what is your favorite Charlie Haas moment? Because he's retiring. He's retiring.
It'd be the same moment that everybody else has. His teaming with Shelton Benjamin as the world's greatest tag team.
There you go. That works.
Other than that, nobody fucking remembers him.
We do here because we interviewed him a couple of years ago right here on the Wrestle Talk Radio. Anyway, Tim, what type of candy best describes Canadian All-Pro Wrestling?
Oh my god. What kind of... Oh.
Well, it is Easter. That's why it's candy. So, yeah.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Why?
Because I like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Okay. Omega, a.k.a. Lindsay. What is the one thing you dislike most about WrestleMania?
It's 5 hours long.
That's it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Mace, what is
that? That, well, no, thought of another one. That is $70 freaking this year. Anyway, now I'm done.
Mace, what is the funniest practical joke you have ever been a part of?
Funniest practical joke I've ever been a part of. Now that I think about it, I've never actually been one of the instigators of a practical joke.
Really?
I've been the victim, but I'm not really one to sit there and collaborate with other people and pull those types of things, because personally, I don't like that type of shit. Believe it or not, because I know why this question is being asked, because it's technically April Fool's Day in Australia, I don't like that tradition. I've always thought it's stupid and makes everybody look like a fucking moron. So, yeah. Unfortunately, I haven't got anything substantial to tell you for that one.
Okay. Tim. What type of
candy? By the way, Lindsay, I'm only paying $35 for WrestleMania.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Tim, what type of candy best describes Wild Talk Radio?
Why do you do this to me?
Because I can.
Almond Joy.
Why?
Because sometimes it's full of nuts.
At least you got creative this time around. Lindsay, because this was going to be asked to Omega, because this would have been funnier asked to Omega, but anyway, I'm going to ask you anyhow. With today being the start of the MLB season, and you being our MLB expert, who wins the World Series?
The Atlanta Braves!
Why?
Because they're my hometown team.
Okay, that works. See, that question was going to be funnier for Omega, so...
Sorry.
Because Omega would have said something along the lines of the I don't knows and the I don't give a shits.
He would have said the Chicago Cubs because he has to believe. He has to believe when you're the wing. So anyway, that's Quick Hits.
And that's another edition of Russ Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Yes, I said Radio. Why? Because I felt like it, you son of a gun, you. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Don't forget, tomorrow night is the Raw post-show, game show.
Yes, Raw posts at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll cover everything that happens on the Go Home edition of Monday Night Raw at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in. We're going to have some fun. Right, Lindsay?
Yes.
She wants a taker promo, so if she doesn't get the taker promo, she's going to have an angry on the show.
Oh, if I don't get a taker promo tomorrow night, I'm going to be so pissed.
Anyway, that's Monday, Tim. What's on Tuesday?
Alan Wojcik does on a radio show called Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, and he interviews Florida, the entire state. That's right, 1% at a time.
And he's trekking through with the likes of Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian, the Warlord, and Bobby Lashley, all on this week's edition of Kayfabe Wrestling Radio.
Yeah, what happens Wednesday?
Just another goddamn wrestling show.
With the Chief Wood paneling led by that trooper of a trooper, because he's a pooper trooper, Scott Berry.
Yes, there's a big announcement on the show, too, so check out Just Another Goddamn Wrestling Show.
There you go.
8:30 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, Thursday night, it's The Rack with Lindsay Ward. Lindsay wins an award. I think there's a conspiracy afoot. I just put two and two together. Her last name's Ward, and she won an A Ward.
Really?
Best new show of the year.
Wow.
Really?
Oh, right. I'm reaching. Shut up.
You're really grasping for that straw.
I'm grasping.
Yes, tune in Thursday night. We're going to be talking all about WrestleMania, Impact, and a whole bunch of other stuff because we really haven't prepped the show yet. So just tune in and listen and enjoy.
Plus, go back and listen to our interview we just did with Trish Stratus. It's amazing. Plus, we interviewed this other Canadian named Tim Stein. We actually did a serious interview with him. I think it threw a forum loop a little bit. So check it out. It's at wildtalkradio.com and rockradioshow.com.
Well, it's just really weird being asked Alan Wojcik questions.
Sorry. We were trying to help. Like, we didn't want to just bring you on and ridicule you for a half hour.
Well,
so we
no,
thought about it.
You ridicule me, like, you know, six other days out of the week.
So we were trying to be serious. So, yeah, go check out the show and all that fun stuff. Mace, what are you doing Friday?
Yeah, something. Quite possibly just going to run WWE 13 simulations of the WrestleMania card. That'll probably take up some time. Other than that, I might jump back into Bioshock, and I promise this time there will be sound.
Sound might be interesting.
Yes. Come on, Tim, keep going.
What else is there to say? Saturday night, CB Radio, around midnight-ish.
Yes, join myself and Subway this week. Rob is going to be out on the West Coast, so we may or may not get Rob Parks. Go back and check out the archive of CB Radio we did last night. We had local Atlanta comedian Kevin Chen on the program. He's on Twitter at Kevin Chen Funny. Go check him out. But yeah, weird, wacky, unusual. It's CB Radio.
Sunday night. It's a massive grand showcase of the Immortals, a review when Wrestle Talk Radio takes to the airwaves after WrestleMania to talk about it and see if we were right with the predictions and shit like that, give away a couple of prizes to the winner, pick them, and just generally make a whole bunch of noise and bitch and complain about why shit didn't happen the way we wanted it to happen.
If you're going to WrestleMania, call us 267-297-1397. You can leave us a voicemail at any time of the day. We will play them on a variety of shows if you are doing any of the festivities at WrestleMania.
That being said, why don't we get out of here? Thanks a lot, PWMania.com. Hey, look at that. Tim Stein actually said PWMania.com. I got it right. God damn it. Thanks also to Radar's Rentals and, of course, Computer Rec for helping out last night for Canadian Opera Wrestling's March Mayhem. Don't forget, everybody, April 27th is tentatively titled April Assault because it's in April and there's a whole bunch of assault going to be happening at the Royal Canadian Legion number 1 at 116 7th Avenue Southeast, downtown Calgary. If you're in the area, come watch the damn show. It's the best wrestling you will see.
And they should buy that shirt and hats at CanadianOpera.com.
Oh, you know, we had ball caps for sale for the first time ever. We sold all of them but one. We've got one left.
Good. We got like 10 seconds, so say goodbye.
Bye.
Yes, that happens if Tim comes.
No, the show's going on whether the computer works or doesn't. Shut up.
WildTalkRadio.com.